Hi everybody, welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, and we are here with our 31st episode. And this week we are going to talk about a subject that, to be honest, as I'm starting this, I think maybe we may have addressed it a little bit in an earlier episode, but I have actually gotten two questions on it this week in the clinic, and I thought it would be worthwhile to talk about it here, try and get it out to a broader audience. And so this episode may run a little bit over. We're going to try and stick to that 10-minute time limit, though. But this is something I'm pretty passionate about, so I may ramble on. So I apologize in advance. But we're going to talk about this text neck or neck pain from texting or cell phone use. And if you Google text neck, and I'll make sure to try and throw some of the articles up in the show notes here, you could see some pretty crazy and dire things. And basically, all of it is really just related to people who are trying to get you to come into their office and see them, and they're trying to scare you and make you think that all sorts of crazy things are going wrong or going to happen to your neck as a result of you needing to use your cell phone, or just as a result of the amount that you are using your cell phone these days. And I think that it starts to hit home for people because people realize, oh yeah, I do spend a ton of time on my phone. That's not good. I really shouldn't do that. I need to not use it as much. I should back off. All these things. And so they're, you know, really hitting at right where people are already sort of aware that maybe they're spending a little bit too much time on their phone. Unfortunately, the whole thing is off base and crazy. And it started an article somebody wrote in the Washington Post talking about it. It kind of got picked up by all these popular media articles. And then all of a sudden you started to see lots of PTs and chiropractors and personal trainers writing about it. And it's all just fake. And I really think one of the really good things to think about is, you know, that position that you're in while you're holding your phone, while it's not a position you want to spend or spend a ton of time in all the time and always, if you look at other things that people do throughout their day, whether they are reading a book, reading a newspaper, holding a baby, maybe even farming in a field, doing all these things, these are all things that you're in that exact same position for the exact same amount of time on a long-term basis. And these are things that people or humans have been doing for way longer than cell phones have been around, and nobody's head has fallen off. If you reference sort of the original article in the Washington Post, if you really do the physics based on the forces they're talking about, basically if you went through and did the math, it would seem like their head was going to fall off. And that's not good. And nor is that going to happen, and nobody's head is going to fall off. The other side of it is that there's been a couple of recent posts where people are starting to link sort of the stress that people get while they're on their phone to added neck pain. They're kind of saying, okay, you're in this tight forward head, kind of rounded back position, and at the same time, you're stressed because of whatever you're looking at your phone. And so you're reinforcing this idea of stress and your neck muscles being tight, and you're tying that to your phone. So every time you look at your phone, you're always going to be stressed and tight, and that's just going to keep snowballing and get out of control. Also, all not true. And in actuality, they've actually done studies, and people get super stressed if you take their phone away from them. And so if you are to remove somebody's phone from them and tell them, all right, you're not allowed to look at your phone, then they can start to get into this stress response. And because of that stress response, their neck can start to get tight. And that actually seems like it would probably be worse than the response you're getting when you're looking at your phone. Now, so all that being said, we want to try and just get that out there and get rid of this notion that text neck is a thing. If you hear your friends use the term, I don't know, slap them across the face, tell them it's not a thing, or you could be nicer and just tell them to come listen to this podcast. But in reality, really what you want to do yourself is, like anything else you do, you want to avoid long static positions. Just move around. You know, if you really think you're going to be staring at your phone for hours on end, lift it up for a little bit, bring it down for a little bit, move it to the side, put it on a table, pick it up in front of you. Anything to just sort of change the position that you're in is great. This goes for standing at a desk, sitting at a desk, any of these things. You know, you're not going to die from sitting at your desk, and you're not going to automatically be fixed by getting a standing desk. But if you do have an ability to sit sometimes, stand sometimes, and move around a lot, alter and change your positions, then that's the best thing for you. So really, variety here is key, and really just not overdoing any one thing. So I'm really proud of myself. Seem to have kept that way under our 10-minute limit. If anybody has any questions or wants any more information on this, or knows anybody who's sort of been sold this idea that they have this text neck problem, then I would love to talk to them and help set them straight. So please make them listen to this, whether you have to tie them down or you can make them listen to it on their phone while holding it down there just to prove that their head's not going to fall off. So as always, thank you so much for all the suggestions. Obviously, this topic comes right off a question from a patient. So please, anything you think would be great to listen to, this is how we come up with these ideas and how I figure out what to talk about each week. So please send them on over. As always, keep subscribing. Head on over to iTunes. You can subscribe there. You can leave us a review. Same thing on Google Play. And always, you can head over to our website, FeldmanPhysicalTherapy.com, and find all of the past episodes and all of the other information we like to keep putting out on there. And we'll see everybody back here next week.